Podcast 72, Mary of Nazareth and Herod the Great. The Gospel reading for today's podcast is Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. Excuse me. Do you have anyone famous in your family? I guess the reverse of that coin, being famous, is, well, being ordinary. There used to be an old New Zealand folk song about this. Started off with the words, "I'm just an ordinary joker, getting old before me time, but me heart's in Taumarunui on the main trunk line." And Taumarunui is one of those ordinary places, I guess. Today's gospel recalls the song Mary sang when she met her cousin Elizabeth, known in the Anglican tradition as the Magnificat. Rather than comment directly on this scripture, I want to treat it as a window into the kind of person Mary was, in order to compare Mary with another key person in the Christmas story. Mary, as we all know now, was the mother of Jesus. The famous person of this era is actually Herod the Great, the king of Judea. If we'd been resident in Judea at the time of Jesus' birth and been asked to name a famous person, Herod, though not a popular choice, would definitely have made the list. He was the king of Judea, a client king appointed by Rome, and one of his official titles, as we noted last week, was King of the Jews. Herod himself was not a Jew, although he observed Jewish customs, including dietary laws. He was an Idumean or Edomite. Today we would probably call him an Arab. He had instituted an amazing building program in Judea, including palaces at Jericho, Jerusalem, Herodium, Caesarea, and Masada. He built two complete new cities from scratch, one at Sebaste, the Greek word for Augustus, and one on the coast called Caesarea Maritima, which was his base for most of the time in Judea. But his crowning glory was the construction of the temple in Jerusalem. This amazing work was begun around 20 BC and not completely finished until 63 AD, 83 years in construction. However, Herod the Great was infamous as well as famous. We know from the gospel stories that he killed all the babies under two in Bethlehem to try and stamp out the threat to his throne from this king of the Jews. Nor was being a member of Herod the Great's family without risk. He executed several members of his family, including his mother-in-law, Mariamne, one of his 10 wives, and three of his sons. The Roman emperor of the time, Caesar Augustus, remarked that it was safer to be Herod's pig than Herod's son. This was a little joke because Herod, although only nominally Jewish, observed the Jewish dietary laws. So if you were a pig on one of his farms, you were safe. But as a son, you could be suspected of plotting to take his throne and therefore in danger of being executed. So if we look at Proverbs 6:16-19, it gives us a list of things the Lord hates. And even though Herod is a famous person of his time, he pretty much ticks all the boxes in terms of the Christmas story for things the Lord hates. Firstly, haughty eyes. Herod was undeniably a proud man. Secondly, a lying tongue. An example from the Christmas story is he lies to the wise men about wanting to worship the Messiah. Thirdly, hands that shed innocent blood. He orders the slaughter of the babies in Bethlehem. Fourthly, a heart that devises wicked schemes. He plans to kill Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. Fifthly, feet that are quick to rush into evil. He executes five members of his own family. And sixthly, a false witness who pours out lies. We've seen that he lies to the wise men. And seventhly, a person who stirs up dissension in the community. So in contrast to Herod the Great, who was for his time and still to some degree is a famous person, we have Mary, a very ordinary person. She is a poor young woman living out her life in a small town, Nazareth, in what is a backwater province, Galilee, of a backwater nation, Judea, in the Roman Empire. Galilee, like Taumarunui, was a bit out of the way. It was rural, provincial, mainly a network of small villages with only a few major cities. Yet this very ordinary young woman shows how extraordinary she is. When the angel visits her and tells her she is going to give birth to the Messiah. Remember, Mary is a young woman, probably about 14 or 15 years old, takes a huge risk when she agrees in reply to the angel to bear Jesus as her child. As a betrothed woman, she could have been publicly or quietly divorced by Joseph and left to live out her life in disgrace, probably banished from her home village of Nazareth. The worst case scenario is that she could have been taken outside the village walls and stoned to death for adultery. And yet when Mary meets Elizabeth in Jerusalem, she pours out what the Bible record titles Mary's Song in Luke 1:47-55, commonly called the Magnificat in the Anglican Liturgy. This is a spontaneous song of praise to God that is still being recited by the community of faith 2,000 years after Mary originally spoke it. Not a bad memorial for an ordinary person. And what does Mary say in this song? She glorifies and praises God and contrasts her ordinary life, which God has changed forever, to those who are wealthy and famous. As verses 51-53 state, he has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but the rich he has sent empty away. Unlike Herod the Great, Mary ticks none of the boxes of Proverbs 6:16-19, the things that God hates. If we took a poll in the year 6 or 7 BC of 10 people living in Judea, most likely to become famous and be known throughout history, Herod the Great would have been on that list. But no one in their wildest dreams, including the people in the village of Nazareth, would have picked Mary. So what lessons for today can we learn from these two people who are both key players in the drama of the Christmas story? I think there are several. Firstly, it's okay to be famous, as long as it's the right kind of famous. Do you want to be famous like Mary, or famous like Herod the Great? Or to give a more modern example, do you want to be famous like Michael Jackson, or famous like Mother Teresa? It's okay to be famous, as long as it's the right kind of famous. Because as Mary's song explains, God promises to bring down the rulers from their thrones and lift up the humble, to fill the hungry with good things, but send the rich empty away. Secondly, God can use ordinary people in extraordinary ways for his loving purpose. If you consider yourself to be an ordinary person, take heart. God knows who you are. He has a purpose for you and all that you do.